Howdy, motherfuckers. It is I, your dear friend, Jack Burton, the movie monk himself, and I am here for a pop culture mass. It stinks movie review for the film Oppenheimer. Is this making noise? Is this rubbing on my fucking shit? All right, well. Fucking scarf is not going to work for holding this microphone on, clearly. All right, let's just use the fucking t-shirt like usual. Like a normal fucking human being who doesn't wear a fucking scarf for a fucking movie review. My wife got me this scarf, so, you know, I like to try to fucking wear it. I look a little classy with the nice fucking ascot my wife got me. Anyway, was Oppenheimer the best film of the year of 2023? It won the Academy Award. I think, yeah, it was probably the best film of 2023, but I didn't see any of the other films that were nominated. Except Poor Things. I saw that a few days ago. So I wrote this before seeing Poor Things, obviously, clearly. I've got kids. I don't go see movies like I used to. My wife and I used to go see movies. We used to get drunk in the theaters, sometimes even high. It used to be awesome. But nowadays, we got kids. What can you do? So I don't go see any movies, but I saw Poor Things, right? Because my wife was watching it. So go check out my review of Poor Things. Oppenheimer is one of those rare films where it wins Best Picture, but also it's quite popular at the box office. A lot of times Oscar-winning films might be a little bit smaller, like Moonlight, for instance, might be a little bit of a smaller film, not quite as popular, whereas Oppenheimer's fiscal success was second only to Barbie. And nobody complained about Oppenheimer. It was a safe pick for Best Picture, for sure, because everybody I know that has seen it likes it well enough. It might not be anyone's favorite movie that I know, but people liked it enough. No one's going to complain about it winning Best Picture. I'm going to complain about Oppenheimer today, so stay tuned for that. You've never heard complaints about Oppenheimer before. I'm about to bring novel complaints for the film Oppenheimer, so I'm going to tell you why it stinks. Hold on, okay? I'm getting to it. I promise. This is going to be short. And before I get to it, I will say I enjoyed Oppenheimer. I liked the movie. I bought a copy. It's over there on the shelf that you can't see. It's off the frame. But I'm going to rewatch the film several times, I'm sure. I tend to like Christopher Nolan films, so it is what it is. It was a sweeping historical epic. It had fantastic photography. It had wonderful music. I'm glad, personally, that Christopher Nolan got to win an Oscar. He's been pretty consistently good. I mean, he's got his ups and downs, but even his downs haven't been that terrible, right? Like, people complain about Tenet, but that's not the movie we're here to complain about today. So I'll just say Christopher Nolan's been very consistent as a director for decades now. You think about how far back he goes in the mainstream, with Memento being kind of his first mainstream hit. He's been very consistent. So I'll say that for him. Now, not as consistently good for as long as, let's say, Martin Scorsese, but what do I know, right? Scorsese has been making Oscar-nominated films since Christopher Nolan was in diapers. But I'll save that rant for another day. I'll just shut the fuck up about Martin Scorsese and him getting totally kicked in the fucking dick at the Oscars again this year. Whatever. I don't give a shit. I'll complain about that in another video because we're going to try to keep this one tight and lean like I used to be in high school. I'm also glad that the Peaky Blinders homeboy won. I mean, I think he probably deserved it for that performance. I can't weigh him against the other male nominees because I didn't see any of those fucking movies. But I'm glad that Peaky Blinders got one. I'm glad that RDJ, I'm really probably more than anything glad that RDJ finally got one. He was nominated before in 93, before any of you motherfuckers were born. Well, maybe not all of you motherfuckers, but a lot of you motherfuckers weren't even born when he got nominated for Chaplin in 93. He got nominated again for Tropic Thunder, which, I mean, he should have won for Tropic Thunder too. I mean, does anybody actually remember who did win the Supporting Actor Award that year? It was Heath Ledger for the Heath Ledger of Joker performance. Okay, so shit, I take it back. It's just a shame that RDJ's Kirk Lazarus character had to go up against Heath Ledger's Joker in a contest that RDJ could never have won. I mean, I think any other year RDJ should have had it for Kirk Lazarus, but come on. I mean, Heath Ledger was in a Christopher Nolan film, won the best supporting actor for the Joker performance, and fucking killed himself before the fucking awards, before the movie even was released. So, I mean, you know he was getting the Oscar from the, before they even announced his nomination, you knew Heath Ledger was going to get it. If you saw The Dark Knight and you knew that he was dead, that was a no-brainer. So it was unfortunate for RDJ, but he finally got nominated for Oppenheimer, and I'm glad he won it. And that actually brings me to my first complaint about Oppenheimer. So I love Robert Downey Jr. As much as you can love a person that you've never met and you don't know. So, I mean, like, I don't love him in the way I love my family, but I really, just to say, I really like his work. I like his films. I appreciate him as an actor. He seems like he's probably a nice guy, but I don't know anything about it. But I can say I love the guy because, you know, he's in movies that I love. But he's got like almost a half hour of screen time in Oppenheimer. And it feels a lot more than that. It feels like a lot more than that. Like the fact that he's got a little bit under a half hour of screen time in a 3 hour long movie also seems kind of like, well, how the fuck did that work? Because it seemed like he was on the screen like every other scene. I mean, it's been 6 months since I saw Oppenheimer. So, I mean, what do I know? But he had almost a half hour of screen time, right? RDJ is on screen for almost a half an hour. And he doesn't turn into Iron Man not one goddamn time? What the fuck, Christopher Nolan? Oppenheimer made $954 million at the box office. That's just shy of $1 billion. I mean, that's about as close as you can get to $1 billion without actually making $1 billion. And I personally guarantee that they would have made double if Iron Man had flown over Japan and personally dropped the atomic bomb. Double, easily double. They would have beat Barbie hands down. Cut to the Japanese military, and they're all like feral and shit. They got the fucking swords out. They're committing atrocities all over the place. Atrocities on top of atrocities. They're raping Nanking and all that shit. They're fucking up the Chinese and all the fucking shit. Go read Wikipedia about the atrocities that they perpetuated. You won't feel bad about this scene that I'm about to describe. But then you cut back to Iron Man, and he's flying overhead. The clouds are behind him. The sky is blue above him. It looks like fucking liberty, right? Fucking music going, and you just see, boom, nuclear bomb, Fat Man attached to his fucking groin, right? Looking like Iron Man has a giant, bulbous 21 kiloton blast dick filled with fucking plutonium. Then you cut back to the Japanese military, and they're doing Japanese military shit still. They still got the swords out. They got fucked up teeth and shit. They haven't bathed in weeks. They're like on the island with the punji sticks and shit. They're just still fucking up innocent people, doing all sort of terrible shit. We don't feel bad for them at all. Nothing. The music's going. We're just thinking, ah, shit, these people are terrible. Cut back to fucking Iron Man. Music stops. Dead silent. RDJ as Iron Man just fucking lets the bomb go, right? Just drops it. Boom, blast occurs. Blinding white nuclear blast, right? Cut to white. Roll the fucking credits, collect $2 billion at the box office. Then Christopher Nolan gets to go home and fuck Mickey Mouse's wife. That's $2 billion box office. And Christopher Nolan gets to fuck Minnie Mouse while Indiana Jones drowns in debt. I don't know how I haven't been hired yet. So, of course, Oppenheimer is a great film. Of course, it deserved the awards that it won. My other complaint is, how are you going to do Martin Scorsese like that? I alluded to that particular complaint earlier. So maybe Oppenheimer does suck because it's like fucking Lucy holding the football and Charlie Brown just trying to kick it every fucking time. And I'm 6 years old and I'm sitting here thinking, why is Charlie Brown that fucking dumb? He's going to fall for it again for the 500th time. So I don't know. Maybe it's on Martin Scorsese at this point for still continuing to direct quality films. He ought to just fucking descend into schlock. So I don't know. Maybe Oppenheimer sucks. Although, let me balance that by saying we get plenty of tasteful nudity from the Walmart Great Value brand Black Widow. So there's also that. Not bad. Although, I do have another complaint. Why does a historical drama like Oppenheimer, it's all based on true events and real people, why does it need a twist ending? Nolan can't just end a fucking movie. You have to build up some twist reveal about Oppenheimer having a conversation with Einstein. That's the boringest fucking twist reveal I've ever seen in my whole fucking life. It's not exactly Dark Knight cut to black. So ultimately, Oppenheimer, it stinks. Thanks for watching this review. Peace, motherfuckers.